Well, good morning, everyone. Official good morning here. I know there's a real joy in the camp this morning. A joy of expectancy of what God's going to do, what He's going to do with between us, with each other. Yeah, so we're going to open with prayer. And for those, and for anybody here that's especially watching online that hasn't accepted you yet, Lord, Father, we just pray right now, Lord God, that you will cause them to come to the river, Lord. Because the river is really flowing in here, I know it is. So, Father, Lord, I just pray that those online will jump into the river. There's no time right now to stand on the riverbank and watch everybody else. Amen. It's time to jump in the river, right? Yeah, let's stir each other to swim in the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're going to do. Thank you for the worship team here, Lord God. Thank you for everyone, Lord God, that is stirred to worship you, Lord. We are all stirred to worship. Help us to stir each other, Lord, to worship you with all our heart, all our soul. So everything that's said and done, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and the praise. And all the people said, amen.
Okay, ready with all Canada?
Jesus, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, shame is a prison. grave I'm walking to.
walk into. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking to. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking to. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking to. You are here, Jesus. You are here. is here. The King is here. The King is here. You're alive inside of me. The King is here. The King is here. Love will never, ever. I worship and I praise. Faster to you. He loves our fellowship. It's not something we do. We're not just singing songs up here. We're lifting our hearts to the King of Kings and acknowledging that He is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come running, Lord. We come running into your arms this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You are my strength when I am weak.
precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, fill my cup. You are my strength. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. I'm seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up but be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb. And rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb. into the Spirit, Lord. Oh, we will encounter you in the Spirit, Lord. Oh, yeah. We're so happy. Oh, yeah. Deserve the glory.
going to continue singing this. And I just say, sing to the idols in your life that He is worthy of it all. He is the one worthy of it. That we must exalt the Lord over everything in your life. Hallelujah. We exalt Him. He is worthy of it all. He brought every idol in our life down when He was risen from the dead. Hallelujah. You are worthy of it all. And the rocks outsing you with this song. Hallelujah.
Unto Him. Is he your God? Is he your God? Okay. Do you have another God, or is this it? Is he your God?
All idols come down.
Amen. Good to see you all here today. Those who've been away, those who are still away, if you're watching online, bless you. Thank you, Lord. We put a microphone up here at the front because if anyone has a prophetic word, you need to come up and use that microphone so that people can hear us. And also, we wanted your voices to be heard online because apparently they just hear the ones that are on the microphone. So we're just, you know, we're a work in progress. We're learning how to do this. Amen. So the announcements are the same as usual, so I'm not going to go through them. But if anyone has a testimony, this is your opportunity to come up and share what God's been doing in your life. Amen. Good to have Keith and Ruby back and Jesse in the house. Thank you, Lord. Been praying for that little baby that God's going to do a miracle. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Well, if, okay.
We want the Reader's Digest versions from now on.
Cut it out. Okay, I'm just going to read some of this because last Sunday when Mary started her message, she started with tools in our hands, but also that we are his hands. And the tools jumped out at me because I had had a dream. I called it the tool maker. It was in December. I'm just going to read it here so don't miss anything. Here's the dream. A guy kept giving the girls, that's my daughter and granddaughters and me, lots of bills of money, and they were hundreds of dollars and more, big bills. And each one had attached to the bill some pearls or gems or gemstones, and then there was some sticky, like glistening, there was a horse and other stickies to them. And I said to the girls, see, you know they are from him when you see those special extras attached to the bills. And even before I could speak, he would know my thoughts. Every question I had, he would answer. And he said, I am a tool maker who travels across the globe. That was the end of the dream. But I saw him taking his tools with him wherever he goes. So I looked up tool maker, and it's a highly skilled engineer who makes precision tools, special guides, holding devices in the manufacturing process of making products. And so, first of all, the little glistening horse jumped out at me, and horse actually means invincible power in battle. So there's lots of little gemstones to this. And in the Living Bible, there's a verse that says, do not let any of your bodies become tools of wickedness to be used for sinning, but give yourselves completely to God, every part of you, for you are back from death and you want to be tools in the hands of God for his good purposes. Some verses use the word instruments or weapons. So there's two sides to this. It is that we are his tools to go with him across wherever he takes us to, and he gives us tools in our hands wherever we go. So, yeah, may we be his tools.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else? Pastor Mel? Are you?
Everybody ready for this? The Bible talks about we're supposed to prepare ahead of time, right? But then sometimes the Lord will just speak to us even during the service, right? of what we should give or how much we should give, right? So even I heard this the word this morning when I was praying was, the word was provoke. And, you know, you can use that any place you want to, but I think the Lord wants to provoke us, right? His word stirs us. In other words, stirs us. And the voice, in the other place it says, the voice of the Lord will even break the cedar trees. You know, it's so powerfully, the voice of the Lord. And, you know, we are his voice on earth here too. We are his voice, and our voices, they're so powerful, right? They'll cause the blind to come in, and those that have no ears, their ears will be opened because of the voice of God. Hallelujah. I just want to read you a little bit of Psalm 46. It says, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. As the nations raged and the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice and the earth melted. Do you see how powerful the voice of God is, right? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So we thank you, Father, and we are people, Lord, that will not keep silent, right? We will not keep silent. Lord, you will hear our voices throughout the land, throughout this community. We will speak to each other, and as we have opportunity, Lord, help us to give. And actually, that's what I was aiming at, was giving. So as we give of ourselves, right, the Lord will give back to us. So we cannot hold back. Hallelujah. Because of that river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. So our giving will just carry on that stream of the presence of God in this land, in our community. Amen. So let's remember that when we give this morning. Father, just minister to each one that has a heart to give this morning, that has their heart prepared. Yes, I'm going to give this much, or I'm going to give that much. Because we can't outgive you, Lord, because you gave everything you had. You gave your very best, Lord. And Father, help us to give our best too, as much as we can. And we'll ask it in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. You're on, bro. Oh, you already got a bag.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for today. God, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that you've given us a voice and you've given us ears to hear. And so, Lord, I thank you. Let my voice today be your voice. Holy Spirit, just ask for your guiding, your leading. Lord, use me. to bring glory to you and truth to your word. Father, we thank you for everyone here today. We thank you for everyone online, God, wherever they are. That, Lord, everything that is done and said would bring glory to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. God always knows what somebody's going to preach and even confirms it to other people when you come, which is always good because sometimes you question yourself a little bit. Look at your neighbor and tell them they're amazing. I know sometimes you think that gets old, but it don't. But you know what happens? I get to see your face when you say it up here. You're amazing. And you find it lights up. Excuse me. Wow. Welcome to 2023. How many of you are excited? Bear with me a second. Technology. Somehow my message tried to delete itself, or I did, accidentally. I want to share something with you today. It's going to be interesting. So I'm seeking the Lord. God, what is it you're going to do in 2023? And I learned from 2020 that what I thought he was going to do is not exactly what he did. He showed us a whole bunch of things that were like, wow, I thought 2020 vision is going to be amazing. Well, we got 2020 vision, and it was amazing, but God did a whole bunch of things in that season. So now 2023. So I want to share this. God is really, so will we study to defend the truth? Or will we study to defend what we believe to be true? There's a big difference. Big difference. And so I've had to learn, okay, God, whatever is truth, that's all I want. I don't care. If it's in your word, fine. Outside of that, if it's been traditional, something that's been done for 100 years, I don't care. I only want the truth. You don't jump all over it. Just study it through and work on that. Because we are free to do either one. So for me, when I study the Word of God, I study it just for truth. Word upon word, line upon line, dig out the words, find out what it means, find out who they're talking to, what time. That's what I enjoy. That's how I seek truth. And I think we have a choice. Just like we have a choice when we chose to accept the Lord. We could have said no, and I did for a long time. There's a fundamental difference between either one. And I will say this, and I'll go to this, and I'm going to touch on some things today that might provoke you, provokes me. And I'll say this to say that Satan will always attack you in the area that he fears you in the most. We want to use that as a gauge in our life. But I need to clarify this. Jesus did one thing for us. He took the keys of death from Satan. Right? We don't have to fight for them. That is already done. He said, that is finished. Whether you live or die after you accept Christ doesn't really matter. In a sense. Don't get off on it, you know what I mean, right? Why? Because they are free to us, but cost Jesus everything. And he receives it all back through us. Some religious people would not like that comment. Christ went to the cross to die for us. He didn't go to die for himself. He went to die for each and every one of us. To do what? To redeem us. And so he receives it all back through us. As each person gets saved, he's redeeming back to the Father what actually belonged to him. Amen? I am going somewhere, and this is a little bit of a mixed message, but... And so I say, how? So one soul at a time. And as we live out by everything we do for his kingdom. Now, there's a big difference between living in the kingdom in this hour or since that time when he said the kingdom has come versus living in the world and according to its standards. Big difference. And the Lord is always reigning me in my heart into, Harry, this world is not where it's at. It's my kingdom. My relationship with you is where it's at. But you see, we want to use the kingdom of God to change the world system. Not going to happen. Didn't say it would. He said, I'm going to come to change one person's heart at a time. And I'm going to build my kingdom. And you can't see it. And so the Father took back, and Satan no longer has power over God's creation. You can say he's the God of this world all you want. Yeah, you're right. But he has no power over God's creation. Either Jesus took it all back or he didn't. And my Bible says he did. He only has power over what God or we let him. And I'm going somewhere. I'm not going to go into all the scriptures on these because I need to get to a place. And I'll read through some of this. This is offensive to a lot of people. Offensive to a lot of churches. In fact, they probably won't say anything about it. But I want to say this. That Bill C-4 does not trump the Word of God as far as truth goes. It may try to limit what we say and what I'm about to say today according to Bill C-4 law could end me in jail, put me in jail for 2 years. But the guys who wrote this book, led by the Holy Spirit, ended up in jail for speaking what? Truth. That's why I say, Bill, before, yeah. I don't know what to say.
Well, I do. But it doesn't trump what's God's. And so when I look at this and I start reading through some of the things, you know, today is the second week of Biblical Sexuality Sunday. Some churches have asked to reach out, will your pastor say anything about what's going on with Bill before? I'm going slow so we can digest what's going on. I had somebody say to me, so on the colored sidewalks that are painted rainbow, where do you walk? I don't know. Instantly, I said, down the white one. The Lord said to me, I put all things under your feet. Why does it matter where you walk? That has no power over you. And I was really upset, and I thought, well, we should talk to the mayor and think, well, the world is doing what it knows to do. We need to operate in kingdom to what we need to do. And I want to show this morning the difference, because my message, yes, we are to speak the word of truth. And I'll touch on this a little bit, but I don't want to emphasize on it too much. I just do want to make it known that the church, this is our mandate, to speak truth. If somebody comes to me and is gender challenged, deceived, confused, as they call it, what am I going to do? What are you going to do? We need to think about it. Are we going to judge that person? Just let me tell you something. When we all stand before the Lord, we've already been judged. But we're no different than anybody else. Jesus is not going to say, because you were gendered this way and confused, I'm going to send you to hell. The sentence is, I'm going to send you to hell because you didn't accept me. That's the difference. I'm not saying we don't speak the truth, because if I see somebody, first thing I'm going to do is pray that the deception of their minds they'll be released. Because that's what that is. It's the deception of the mind. Because the Word of God is very clear in Matthew chapter 19 and verses 4 and 5. But you see, C4 is more about trying to silence the church than it is about anything else. But that's been going on for 2,000 years. They tried to silence Jesus and the apostles, and they've been trying to do it for 2,000 years. It's not possible. It's not. And in verse 4, he replied, have you ever read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? You can challenge God's word all you want. It'll do you no good. Truth is truth. That's it. And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be united firmly, joined inseparably to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Can you separate them? Mm-mm. I remember studying through this and going through some challenging times and in marriage and stuff. And the Lord said to me, He led me to the ancient Hebrew picture language of the join together, meaning to become a sword. And a sword is two-edged. It comes together as a tip. That was the representation of joining together as one. Not working? Is that better? Did you get that? Double-sided, come together as one. The point is here is God said, I made you male and female. Now, C4 says, I cannot tell you that. Is it legal for me to say that now? According to that. But I don't live according to that. I live according to God's word. And that's what we live by. Amen? At the same time, how do we look at this situation? You know, do we judge our prime minister who flipped this in? Do we judge the bill? Do we judge the person? He's only doing what he thinks is right. He's deceived. Sorry. That's illegal too, by the way. If I was on Twitter or any of those other ones, they would seize my account. The bill was put into place because of deception. Because it's wrong for people to believe in the Word of God that says this is the way it is. You know where this is going? Transgenderism is leading to transhumanism. If you don't know what transhumanism is, it's the exact opposite of me. So when we came to Christ, we were living in our old nature. We got transformed into a new nature. Our old self was crucified. We rose to newness of life in Christ. Saying, yeah, you know what? I'll just go this other way on transhumanism. I can become a mechanical human being and live in this other realm that's not real. You see where I see where that's going? It's trying to make it look like it's a parallel to the kingdom of God, but it's the kingdom of darkness. Saying, I can be transformed from where I am now because I don't like who I am. But I can become this transformed human being. Still not truth. No freedom in it. And I've said enough on that. I think we get it. Right? Where did Jerry go? Oh, she is. Andrea, would you go into the kitchen there for me and grab what's on the counter for me? There's a jug of water and a red glass. So I have a couple more notes here. It says there's no difference than, you know, who we were before we came to the truth. But I'll say this, that prayer and truth is our greatest voice against Bill C. 4 in this hour. As we pray for those people, as we see that, they cannot stop us. They say they can, but they can't stop us from praying for people. Amen? So I want to take you to John chapter 2. And I want to read you this. This is something that came. I'll save it for the end, I think. It's an interesting portion of Scripture. It says in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And on the third day there was a wedding at Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited with his disciples to the wedding. When the wine was all gone, the mother of Jesus said to him, 'They have no more wine.' Listen to his response. She didn't ask him to go do it. She told him to. And I'll get to that. Jesus said to her, 'Dear woman, what is that to you and to me? In other words, what's that got to do with me? What do we have in common? Leave it to me. My hour to act has not yet come.' Listen to what she says. His mother said to the servants, 'Whatever he says to you, do it.'" She's like, "No. This is going to happen. It says, "And now there were 6 water pots of stone standing there, as the Jewish custom of purification, ceremonial washings demand, holding 20 to 30 gallons apiece." These water pots are for washing. They're not drinking water. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," so they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the manager of the feast, to the one presiding, the superintendent of the banquet." So they took him some. And the manager tasted the water. Just now turned into wine, not knowing where it came from, through the servants who had drawn the water, you, he called the bridegroom. He said to him, everyone else serves his best wine first, and then when the people have drunk freely, then he serves that which is not good, not so good. But you have kept back the good wine until now. This is the first of his signs, miracles, wonder works Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. I keep cutting out up there. Is this on my end or your guys'? Can you hear me okay? No? I'll take it up and see if this helps. I can't hear if it's cutting out or not. So. The greatness of his power. Wait a minute. Manifest his glory. By it, it is displayed his greatness and his power openly, and his disciples believed in him, adhered to, trusted, and relied on him. They were following him. But it says, when this happened, they believed. Something supernatural happened. He transformed a natural substance of water into a natural substance. You can't turn water into wine. Wine is grown, or grapes are grown. Wine is fermented. It has to go through a process. But what Jesus is demonstrating here is what will happen and then what's happened to us. Transformation happened. And I say that because every person out there in the world that has not accepted Christ has not come to that realization. The vessel, the pot, represents the body. Right? Jesus has them fill it with water. See any water in there? What does the wine represent? Holy Spirit. Total transformation. People of the world have not been transformed. God's saying, don't judge the vessel as it is. But I see many, even in all of this, judging the people rather than what's behind it. Instead, we are vessels filled with the Holy Spirit. Bring to each other, to other vessels. Living water. Right? We're not the one that does it, but we have the message of living. That out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You see, but many will seek what's in here. Because we like how it feels. We like how it tastes. And I'm not saying that's wrong. Great. Feel the presence of God. Amazing. It's great to know He lives on the inside of us. But what's greater is the one who did that. I'm doing it as a representation of Him. Because we can seek a lot of things, but we need to seek Him. He is the winemaker. We don't seek the wine. We don't seek the things. We don't seek our titles. We don't seek riches. We seek the winemaker. The one that transformed the water into wine. The one that took these vessels and transformed what happened on the inside. That way we can go and share the message of transformation to others. And so, there was a bit of a prophetic word that was going around that I'm not sure I agreed with. 2023 is going to be the year of judgment. God's going to judge all these things. I don't know. My Bible says that God judged Christ. He judged Jesus with everything for all of sin of all mankind. So if God's going to go out doing judgment on people, I think that's against Scripture. Just saying. When you look at 2023, in the Hebrew calendar is 5783. 5 stands for grace. 7 stands for God's perfection. 8 stands for mouth, life and death. Watch what we say. 3 says gimel, which means chiseled. Covenant of kindness. To me, that sounds the opposite of God's going to judge all these things. So I want to say, as we walk in this year, and this, we are recreated in Christ. So in the beginning, and a lot of people still, even in our biblical world, don't believe that. God knew who we were before. Because we're recreated in Christ. We're created in Him. We are transformed. All that old is gone. And that's why God looks at those people or other people, just like He looked at us. Said, I don't see that. That's not what I created. I don't see that. What I see is what I created. And I sent my Son to redeem what I created. And I thank Lord. It revolutionizes how we think. And how we pray. How we minister to people. I'm like, Lord, this is my prayer. Show me how to live in Your kingdom now. I'm not looking for a kingdom to come, but the kingdom of God is here. I'm looking to live in the kingdom now. Because if I die tomorrow, I'm of no value to anybody on this earth. If I should live for another 30 years, I want to live the kingdom to bring a change to as many as I can. You see, but we put way too much, and I love the way this, in fact, I don't know, I liked it so much, I recorded it myself so I could play it in the car, in the truck all the time, and I'm alive in you. You put too much pressure on yourself. Too much focus on your ability to hear, to speak, and to do what I ask you to do, as if any of it is contingent upon your ability. What? This shocked me a lot. This set me free in a whole lot of stuff. You question God about some things? Or am I the only one? I'm not alone. Okay, good. What is in your heart to do has been placed there by me. Because I was like, man, God, all these businesses and all these things and all that stuff and all, you know, everything. I'm like, did you really mean that? Or are you prophetic words? No, God, is that really you? Well, I tell you what. You're thinking about it and it's in your heart. You didn't put it there. We didn't put it there. He did. Amen? I don't know. To me, that was very liberating. I thought, okay, God, then I don't need to worry about these things because if you put them there, your responsibility to make them happen. I went, it was a sign of relief. It has been breathed upon by my spirit. Holy Ghost is living on the inside here. You've been turned into... there's a color change happen. And it's my spirit in you that releases the miracles. It isn't based on whether you have faith in what you can do. It's based on faith that I, the living God, truly abide in you. It's not about the miracle. It's not about the person. It's not about the wine. It's about the truth of who He is in us. And that is... truly abide within you. If I am within you, I will manifest through you with very little effort on your part. You don't got to worry about, we don't have to worry about what we're going to say. Holy Spirit's living in us. All that's needed is simple obedience to step beyond the boundaries that you have created. Boundaries that set limits on what you believe I can and cannot do through you. That's faith. Don't look to yourself when I ask you to do something. Checking to see if you have faith for it. Have you ever done that? Are you sure, Lord? Was that really you? I don't think I can do that. In fact, I don't think you can do that. Well, I turn water into wine. I've transformed you from death to life. Amen? You see, it takes a lot of questions out of the way. I don't think I'm going to do that. That seems too hard for me. That's way out there. Look to me, the one who is the embodiment of faith. It has never been, nor will it ever be, about what you can do. What a sign of relief. You know, you try to drum up faith. Try to drum up a conversation. I used to lay awake sometimes trying to think about, well, what am I going to say in that meeting? What am I going to do? I go, you know what? You'll give me what to say. I'm just going to go to sleep now. I don't need to worry about that. It's about what I can do through you. I am the all-powerful one alive in you. I say, I read this in a different translation, but I won't pull it out because if Jesus can turn water into wine, in second, which takes probably about a season to grow grapes and a season to ferment them and maybe 10 or 12 years in a bottle if you're making good stuff. And they said this was good stuff. And so, what can he do in our everyday lives? Let's take the pressure off ourselves. I think, Lord, I'm speaking to myself here today, probably more than any of you. Want to know something else? You know why Mary asked him to make wine? You know why she said, she disregarded what he said like he'd never said no. Right? He said no. She said, can you do this? And he said, well, what's that got to do? You make sure what he asks you to do, you do it. And she walked away. You know why? Because it would have been a huge embarrassment for that couple to have run out of wine at a celebration of marriage. There's just a bunch of keys here that actually just went, that's crazy. That was her heart, his heart was. The beginning of transformation for all humanity. I'm going to take a vessel and transform it into newness of life. We've been transformed. As we go out this season, I'm not talking in here. Because no matter what happens in here, I assume everybody's saved. And do you online, if you're not saved, we can take care of that. Anybody else? But let's go pour out what we're called to do in the world. Amen? And so for those online, if there's anybody watching, because I believe everybody in here is saved, right? Amen? You've been transformed. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. Lord, I thank you that everything that is in our heart, God, has been placed there by you. And Lord, all we got to do is walk in obedience to what you tell us to do and let you perform what you want to do. Lord, for anybody online that's not saved, it's not complicated. It's just, Lord, I surrender to you and I accept what you have done for me. see. Once you get saved, nobody can tell you you're not saved. When there's a true, radical heart change of revelation of who Jesus is, there ain't no bill on the planet going to tell you, you people are wrong. No. God, I thank you for truth. Thank you for your kingdom, God, that you have brought to this earth. You've placed, it says that we inherit the kingdom of God as we walk in it. So, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you, as you orchestrate our steps this year and give us words to say and things to do and things you put on our heart, prophetic words and all those things. Lord, I thank you that it is by this power of the Spirit of God in us that we can walk through those things and carry them out. God, what a privilege. What a blessing. Thank you for each one here. Thank you for those online. God, thank you for what you have done. For each one, Lord, show us those in the world that need what you need, what you gave us. Lord, those that belong to you, that are waiting Hallelujah. Anybody needs prayer today, we're gladly to pray with you. Now you know.